feel for the demands that we want to put on the players, you know, we feel the demand to be successful is there, and we've got to try and work towards that. We take confidence for what we've got, and we just really want to go as far as we can in all competitions for as long as we can and do the best we can, of course. And we feel we've put together a squad who gives us the best chance of doing that.
Derek, the team has built up a wonderful momentum so far this season. How important is it to keep that going?
Well, it is. I mean, the only difference between Saturday's game and this game is the aim is to try and win 7 out of 7 rather than 6 out of 6. Now we move on, and that's to get that level of consistency so early in the season, it helps us no end, you know, and that's been a big improvement from last season already. So, nobody's going to give us it. We're going to have to work for everything we get, and hopefully we can continue that.
Hamilton have been a bit up and down this season, but when they're good, they can be very good, and they've got some dangerous players, haven't they?
Yeah, I watched the game from Saturday. I watched that yesterday, and you know, they started the game very well, and they're a bit unfortunate not to get a penalty kick early in the game as well. And you know, they are a team who always show a real competitive edge to their game. They're very, very organised. They're very competitive and well and driven. And you have to win a lot of individual duels against them to get on top of them, because they've always been a team full of energy and full of spirit. And they've got some good players. So, you know, every game's a challenge. You know, I think that we've got to make sure we take the confidence from the start we've had and take that into the game, but recognise also there's work to be done to get the job done.
Yeah, you've got three tough away games to look forward to after this. A victory tomorrow would just keep things ticking over nicely for the three away games.
Well, yeah, this is a game in hand. You know, obviously it's a game we asked to cancel, and it's important we try and take full advantage of that now. And you know, we're well aware of the run coming up and the demand on the squad. So we've got to make sure that we hopefully get the level of performance good enough to get the 3 points.
And Johnny will be available, of course, because the club is appealing his red card. Hopefully, common sense will prevail in that one.
Yeah, we're hoping so. I feel that, you know, having seen the incident again, I think I don't personally even think it's a foul. I think he's won the ball, and I think when you look at the criteria for serious foul play, I think other than speed, and there is Johnny goes into the challenge, you know, at pace, but other than that, I think we're confident that the decision will be overturned, you know, and I think the right decision would be exactly that. I need to say, I think from the referee's angle, I can see why he's deemed it maybe a wee bit more serious or worse than it was in his defence. I can see that, but from where I saw it, certainly the stand side, the open side, if you like, you know, for me, it was such a shock, the red card, because of what I've seen. And I think when you see the pictures again, it's, you know, I think we have a strong case to overturn, and as you say, hopefully common sense prevails. And because Johnny, I think, has not only had to suffer not being able to finish the game on Saturday, but to get a 2-game ban on the back of winning a tackle, I think would be very, very harsh indeed. So hopefully, as I say, we've took a chance with appeal, because you know, he would miss Hamilton and Hearts if we don't appeal, and now he will miss Hearts and Hibs in the cup game if we don't win that appeal. So there is an element of risk here with the cup, but you know, there is a sense of injustice, and we feel we've got to support our player on this.